Right, so I'm joined by a very, very special guest today. Woo! Can you say hi, everybody? Now, Wolfie, what's your favourite superhero?
Superman.
Batman. Yeah. Spider-Man? Yeah. You do it? Can you do a choo-choo? Oh, yes. Right. Hello and welcome to another episode of Outspoken with Eden Halves, where there are no holes barred. Quick disclaimer, there will be alcohol consumption and foul language in this episode. If you do not like any of those things, then off you fuck. You can find this podcast every Friday at 7 p.m. on Apple Podcasts, YouTube and Spotify.
They're open.
Oh, so this is going to be like a sister mukbang.
Yeah.
Are we going to...
Three questions.
Three questions.
What is no, your why?
Wait.
Who inspires you? Mine's more.
No, what about when I held the mic?
It's how you're like,
three questions.
And I listened on Spotify, like you're away from the mic and then you get really crazy.
You're like, Scott, three questions.
Freya, yeah.
In social media, what's the biggest paycheck you've ever had?
So I once got gifted by some
cherries,
some skincare product that break out my skin, and my skin's never been the same since. Do you remember that skincare product? What was it? I can't even remember the brand. They were like, can we gift you some stuff? And I put it on my
Freya
skin. I'll take anything. Oi.
Honestly.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. What have you said wrong this week?
I'm still in the Hills Have Eyes wave at the moment.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I can't post Wolf.
I've gone past that.
Are you in? What did you do?
This week,
we should have a section in the podcast called Eden's Cancel of the Week.
What have I said this week, Freya?
Fuck.
You've been all right. Do you know what it is? It's because Eden did this herself. That's why she's been cancelled weekly. Because she went. I remember her saying it so well. Isn't it so good how long I've not been in trouble for? And then since then, it's been every 4 days.
Okay, I've got a really good question for you guys. Yasmin, what's the worst thing you've ever said online that you wish you never did?
I don't really want to bring it up again.
What is that? I don't know why I'm already laughing. What was it? What was it?
Yeah.
First episode.
How sad, is it your first day on the job?
Yeah.
Oh, cocky.
No. This is my podcast. Have you not seen the chair that I'm in?
What is this? Is this just a chat?
Because I'm here for it. It's a podcast.
Yeah.
What,
avoiding the pesto because they're tea?
People ask questions. Yeah, I'm going through them.
Just to be clear, the more pesto I have, the
So first off, so we're touching on hate.
No, right. What's the worst thing I've ever said online and really regretted?
No, thank you.
I forgot to say thank you to... I actually did say thank you so much to the guy in Turtle Bay, but I didn't film it. But you know what's so weird about that? That same day, I consciously made a decision not to film a severe police arrest, gang arrest that was going on outside.
You sent that to us though, didn't you? On the group chat.
Yeah, I went on the group chat, but not on TikTok, because I thought, oh, people are going to say that I'm filming inappropriately.
Isn't Yasmin like someone that's like overly polite to the point it's like, yeah, okay, stop now.
Cringy.
Yeah.
Stop saying she's like, girl! Yeah, she's like, thank you for that. That was lovely.
Yasmin, you've got herb in your tooth.
Yes, am I?
No. Yeah, man, try me. Am I? Right, your tooth's come out.
Right, your black is glowing.
Yasmin's like really cringy when she's drunk at the end of the meal. She's like, that was the best salmon I've ever had.
Thank you so much. I'll definitely be coming back, Ken.
Your friend's like, can I have an espresso martini? And I'm just in the corner, I'm a Coke. I'm just there to pay.
I'm asking someone else, I'm like, can you order me?
Yeah, it's my martini. But then you get quite cocky as the day goes, and you're like, yeah, can we have some water for the table?
And I'm drunk. And I think I'm so cool when I do it because I never do it. I'm like, can we get some water for everyone?
No. It's just the fact that you order with chest knowing when the bill comes, you're going for a week.
Yeah. And I've timed it quite well recently.
And you'll get the three course every time.
What do you think is the worst thing I've ever said online?
Is that Central City fake?
Yeah.
That's a big move. Is it?
I got it from AliExpress about 4 years ago.
It's such something Cali with me. It looks like the fridge magnet.
I'm crying. No, it's real. I got it for Christmas.
Where are you from?
I'm crying. Why do I cry? Why can't I just laugh like a normal person?
I really want to know your answer.
What's the hoodie?
I wouldn't put it in.
What?
What do you think is the worst thing I've said online?
Oh, did you ask me?
Yeah. Calling Acer or not?
Yeah, call, yeah, what you said to the kids.
Oh! That's the only thing I've ever watched and been like, ah!
Yeah, like that was no excuse. That was, I called Benji before I called you to check if I was going to be all right.
That's disgusting. That was the most embarrassing moment of my whole life. And do you know what it is? I don't drink, so I have no excuse. Yeah, no. Like, I don't know what the fuck happened.
Like, I was ashamed.
I watch it and I'm like, oh! It gets so much
worse. It gets worse.
Yeah, it kept coming.
Usually with the hate videos, you're like, oh, yeah, that's fine. Then what? And then it just kept getting worse.
And then it's always the same woman sat just, there when the screen recording finished. It's just how I messaged
you. I was like, Eden, did you say something about anus?
And I didn't know that part at the time.
Was that two separate videos?
No, the same life.
It's a stretched anus. Are you okay?
No, but you know when like you're going... You know when we sit on the
toe? No.
Next up. What's the most you've ever been paid, Jazz?
What, in a wanna?
Yeah.
56.
You know.
Spent it in 2 days.
That's the cringiest thing you've ever
done. What does she do?
I didn't put it in.
No, Eden, you didn't see it. Was the camera on her for that?
Freya, just
she
like,
went, you guys don't see Freya often. She's the biggest piss taker. She loves people.
I've sat opposite her so she can't comment on my
misfortune.
Breath.
See what
Yasmin,
what does she do? You have to do it now.
V6, fuck, I can't
a bit of pesto just blew off my finger.
Yes, that was a sacred.
What's your proudest achievement? Are you both going to say your kids? Because yeah. I'll leave.
Do you tuck your leggings into your socks before you leave the house?
At least I'm wearing socks. Yes.
Bless me if I come to be bullied.
What's your proudest achievement?
I think you stopped taking the piss out of me now because I can get nasty.
So okay, let's go on to that. Someone said, how much do you guys argue? Yasmin and Freya are so horrible to each other.
Not much.
But you
know, I'd say I'm horrible to Yasmin. Yasmin's horrible behind my back, but I get told it from you.
I know what you say. I'll say it straight to your face, though. What's your proudest achievement?
Wolf. Can we say Wolf, Callie and Acer, or no?
Yeah.
Is yours Callie and Acer?
Yeah.
Can we say the kids?
No, I'm joking. Yeah, your kids.
Because I'd say that's an achievement, not a proud one.
Mine is getting engaged, probably.
Oh. I don't think that's an achievement.
Yeah. What's my proudest achievement?
Yeah. Becoming a self-made millionaire. Most hated woman in the UK.
Yeah. I think my proudest achievement is the person who can lose the most followers in like 10 minutes.
How many have you lost like in a wanna?
Oh, good 8. 8K. Bye-bye.
8,000?
Yeah. I'm like teetering on the edge of 3.1 again. I'm like, oh!
Are you?
Yeah.
What for? Mum?
Because everyone thought I was mum's aunt smashing life.
Oh, it looks so bad.
And do you know what? It's so frustrating because you're leaving me thinking that I'm that person. But if you're not going to understand me, I don't want you anyway.
Yeah, you don't want people that are going to jump on the hate train that quickly. Mm. Yeah, the majority of them don't follow us anyway.
I only care about the people that are like, oh, you let me down. I really love you. And I'm like, that's not who I am. Mm. But I'm so fucking bored of saying that.
Yeah.
I'm so bored of justifying myself and saying, oh, I'm not like that. I'm actually really nice. I did this. I do that. Like, when does it end? When can I just be like, this is me?
But 3 million people have accepted and stayed.
Have they?
Oh, mum.
Where are you? It's like a doctor's waiting room. Like, so like a clinic. Like, I get loads of new followers and then they all go because they think I'm a nonce. Then they all come back and they all think I'm a narcissist. And then they go, then they all come and they all think I'm a murderer.
You've just got a cult of people that don't like you. And I think that's quite cool.
It's edgy.
Yeah, I think
Jake
Paul and Logan Paul.
But
let's talk about family arguments.
We need to talk about we've had so many, but like there's so many we can't tell you about.
But the thing is though, I'd say I'm the storm out. I don't think
always.
You... No, but she doesn't storm out, she glares.
Freya loves an atmosphere. She'll stay there picking her teeth.
Yeah.
Fighting with
and anyone. Then go on her phone and ask you if you're going to order Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
After just destroying you
but
as a
human being.
But
sometimes I'd say every 6 months I block you all off everything.
Think of like an actual time because there's so many I can't even actually think.
So I storm out a lot. Okay, so dad. Dad is quite a wind up. Dad is a wind up. But if you had 3 girls, you would be as well. Like he loves winding us up. So my one thing in life is never tell me to calm down. Or when I'm like in full flow laughing and joking, never say calm down or are you all right or chill out. Never say that to me because that kills my entire
vibe.
That's
so embarrassing.
Yeah, and dad does it all the time.
To you? He doesn't fit to me.
No, that's his one to me. And with Eden always begs dad not to give the dogs salami when Missy's there and he does all the time.
And do you know what it is? When I do it, when I say, can you not give them salami because they're going to shit everywhere? He does it. And then I say, why have you done that? I've asked you not to. And then he's like, oh, I'm an awful father. Aren't I?
Mm.
But do you know what? I love Dad.
Yeah, I wouldn't change him for the world.
It's just in the vet yesterday when I was in.
Freya, why did you get dragged to so many things with Dad?
You didn't actually have to go yesterday. He thought you had to go because he wasn't going to have his car, but then he had his car and took you anyway. I know.
And he's just, I don't know, but I do like doing stuff with Dad. It's just how I get dragged to Asda, or I get dragged to the vet. If I wanted Dad to do anything, he'd do it for me. So I always
Dad would do anything for us. One time,
yeah.
One time I worked in a tattoo studio. And you guys know my some of you know my humor, and
it was minority.
There was two male tattooists, and I was like the cleaner, and and I was like right, it's the end of the day. I was like, have you guys got anyone else in? And these boys were just out there a lot. And I was like, threesome, as a joke. And then they went home and told their partners, and I got fired. So. My ex at the time, I sent his dad to go and get my wages, and he wore a suit and pretended to be a lawyer. Do you guys know this?
Yeah, but where's are the we linking it back to our story?
Let me link that.
No, so I'm going to link that actually. So I sent.
He's going to love this part.
I sent my ex's dad in to get my wages, and then when me and that boy split up, I sent my ex's dad nudes. Then I worked in a taxi office, and Dad used to have to, I can say that.
I wonder why you get cancelled every week.
What's wrong with sending someone's dad nudes?
Everything.
Well, he's going to jail.
Why?
How old were you?
She was like
20.
Yeah, she was like 20.
Yeah. Oh.
A bit weird.
But yeah, but like Silver Fox, do you know what I mean? I've sent Dad into so many situations to get money for me.
I got the sack.
I did as well. At the pharmacy when I was pregnant, I got signed off ill because I kept nearly passing out. And I sent Dad in to tell them that I'd quit my job. Like, I did do it myself.
And why is Dad not scared? Ever?
I was saying to Ricky literally yesterday, I aspire to be like my dad. He has no fear.
Zero. Three questions. So I'm going to talk about Dover to Boulogne.
Three questions. Who inspires you? Mine's
I
well.
Don't drink.
Scott, let me ask you three questions.
Scotty.
I didn't say Scotty once.
You did.
Right?
Scotty.
No, I didn't.
No. You're doing the voice again. Stop. Eden, keep going. I'm joking.
So sad.
Dover to Boulogne. So we got on this ferry once, and I hate going on the ferry because I get seasick. The route has now been cancelled because of, I think,
because he haven't got on it.
No,
it's
so,
such a rough journey.
It was the
everyone's
most
sick on it.
It was the most disgusting journey of our lives. Was that the journey where Dad made an announcement of where's Eden, and I was out on the windy deck? I was out there. I remember I was in a yellow hoodie and I was retching and I'd never been seasick before. And then Dad came and found me and took me inside.
What were we duetting?
Shut
vomiting.
Up. Do you know what I mean?
What were we singing and duetting and vomiting?
Yeah, then you found me and we were all vomiting. But Yaz...
Were we wrapping Drake into a toilet so I could calm you down? And we were vomiting once and...
Yeah, but Freya and Dad weren't sick.
We get in the car.
This podcast, wouldn't you be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you just not listen?
I'd just shut my
mouth. No. I'd listen to the whole thing and cry. Because we don't realise how funny we are. Well, I know how funny I am and how hot I am.
What do you regret? What do you regret telling the public? I regret telling them I had a boyfriend. Because I wish I announced Lloyd when we were engaged. Because when you first get a boyfriend, you're falling in love with them. And then everyone's like, oh, I fucked him. Or like someone's like, oh, he's really hot. Like, I love him. Mm. And it's just like, it really ruins it. So I wish I never told people.
That's why Freya asked me to take a video down the other day. Because it was like, I didn't realise how much I filmed of Freya and her partner. And then Freya was like, if any of those comments start, I was like, yeah, do you know
just
what?
Just being right. Private is so much more fun.
And such a flex. I wish you and me had that power, but we overshare everything.
I was literally thinking this morning. No one could guess my life. The past 2 years and get it accurately. No one doesn't know me could guess my life.
No, never.
At
that
all,
is a
the
flex.
Past 2 years.
Rihanna and ASAP Rocky, two of the most famous people in the world. She's pregnant again. That's such a flex to keep it private.
Did you see him run through the crowd at the Met Gala?
No, what?
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Well, he runs through the crowd in a hoodie because he was late for his hotel or something. Like, it's just a massive crowd. He runs through in a hoodie and then jumps out the other. He's like pushing women. I'm like, like, he's pushing through the crowd in a hoodie so no one knows it's him. And then he just jumps over the side and goes...
I'm not going to lie. I won't give a shit if ASAP Rocky was near me.
I don't think I'd know.
If Rihanna, I'd be
I do love... I love bad bitches.
Is that... Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to be like, oh my God. Do you know what I mean? I'll be like...
I think I might.
I'd move out the way and be like...
I would. No, because he's like powerful. Did you see Future bring on Kanye? Did you send that to me? I cried. Did you watch Travis Scott after that?
People assume our lives, but I don't...
But I'm evidence that when people are guessing... You actually don't know what's going on in anyone's life and you will try and guess, but you actually don't know. Like, you'll put your comments on there, like some of the comments on the video where Yasmin put up and like my partner was in it, because he doesn't want me to speak about him.
Does he not?
No, just because of like privacy. Oh, he just doesn't want me to speak about him. Yeah, he just doesn't want me to speak about him and his privacy.
Hello!
We have a special guest!
Wolf, come on.
Perfect.
Get on, Auntie Freya.
Come on over.
Auntie Freya. Babe, there's food here.
Right, olives. Just put the olives, he'll be fine. Ready?
Wolfie Rogue, so we've got some questions for you. Wolf, we've got some questions for you, okay?
Yeah? Do you want to speak about what we saw on the way here? Who did we see, remember?
The
police. Police? And what were they doing?
Oh, were we just looking for Wolf
outside? My
daughter. Yeah, dinosaurs. And let's tell everyone on the podcast, who's your best friend?
Dinosaur.
And who's your favourite superhero?
All dinosaurs.
All dinosaurs.
Can you tell them that you punched the Grinch?
Grinch.
Yeah. Didn't he?
We're in a wild variety of vocabulary.
Who punched him?
Do you have anything else you want to say?
No.
No?
Grinch.
Wolf, Spider-Man or Iron Man?
Spider-Man.
Yeah, what did you have for breakfast? Do you want this? You just can't believe you haven't opened the olives yet.
They're
olives. Okay, let's continue.
That was really good, partners. So, you couldn't guess what is going on in my life right now if you tried, and you couldn't guess what is going on in Eden's either. Lloyd's laughing. But like the assumptions and the comments that I get, do you know what I have? I'm at a point now where I let them run.
Yeah.
Because
people aren't accurate and there's no point.
They've written their own narrative.
Yeah, and it's so fun what they do.
I know. And the thing is, even with Eden's life, with everything, they write their narrative so much and everything, you're like, oh, that's quite cool. Where's the story going? Yeah. Lee said he felt absolutely fine with me talking about him on today's podcast.
Yeah.
But he said, like, we just had the most lovely few days in Wales with Lee. But he said to me the other day, he was like, people are messaging me, Yasmin, asking if I want to go for dinner or if they can come round for a cup of tea and a chat.
That's lovely.
No.
I hope he said yes.
No, Lee said people are sending him like pictures.
How does that make you feel?
Hysterical. And I'm so happy for him because that is lovely.
But like, imagine being that invested. Do you know what I mean? Like,
But you never feel like you're at that point of like,
But I've never been that invested in anyone's life in my whole entire life, apart from my own and my family's. People are just so invested in other people's lives for no reason. Like, just focus on your own life. Do you know what I mean?
But what? Let's talk about the people who are nice, because I feel like the trolls get way too much airtime.
Oh, yeah. I love people. Do you know what I'm loving at the moment? Going to Instagram with a health problem. The things people
and
come
everyone
through
has,
with. Yeah. It makes you feel so normal. And people have such good suggestions of what to do and how to. And some people are just so lovely. I think this week, it's very rare for me to get a horrible like reply to a story. But one person replied about dad's sense of humor. I thought, you can fuck off. I put her on my story to like expose her.
What did she say?
She was like, there's being funny and then there's just being plain weird. And I was like,
what?
I was like, why would you spend your Sunday writing that message? You know, when dad messaged me about how there'll be two dead dogs.
Yeah.
Because I didn't do the pate.
I'm trying to find that. But like, do they think you're going to reply saying,
I replied saying, why the fuck do you follow me?
Yeah. Let me read like four DMs that like nice ones. So this is from Jade Head, and she said, can I just say that just lately you've had a glow up? How beautiful. Someone called Charlotte, you're the most beautiful angel. Please carry on showing every raw inch of your personality because it's real.
Do you know, I get messages with bold stars at the beginning saying, for Eden.
I get
messages. I'm like, we're still there, bless
we
me.
Love you. You're such a pure-hearted human. At this point, I'm just going to spam you until you let me know how you're feeling, because I honestly could not express how grateful I am that you're still on this earth today.
Oh,
so there's so much nice love people. And I feel like the trolls get way too much like, oh my God, why are you so obsessed with me? I get so much hate, all of this. Like, yeah, that's great. But I also get so much love, and that's how I am where I am.
It's outweighed so much.
Yeah.
I hate that we always have to go over it as well. Like, it's part of our lives.
Literally,
like,
the questions on here, so many people have said, how do you deal with the hate? We are resilient as F, like, we are so resilient, and it's grown.
It's got so much worse for me since I moved here.
Your resilience.
Do you know why I think it is? Because they're at that level of obsession when it comes to you, that they know that I'll come to your house and tell you what I'm now getting. So if they can't get to you through you, they're going to come through me.
Doesn't
now.
Affect me.
No, it really doesn't, though. But like, when you get hate, I get sad because you're my little sister.
Yeah.
Just I've got an olive in my mouth.
And you'll come round and I'll be having a fag and having a laugh.
And like, you're not affected by it.
And that makes me think you're in like an axe murderer. I used to be really affected by it. But like, I'm more affected by the people that are like, oh, I love the way that you.
But you're living it. You're living in the real world, your current world. But when like there's videos of like everyone saying like, oh, I hate her, blah, 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 blah. Like it's horrible to see that from your younger sister. It's like when I used to get bullied and you used to get bullied and then like we'd cry about it. At school.
Oh, I used to feel just so sorry for you.
Just remember
so
when
like,
I
Eden messaged me the other day and she was like, I'm so sorry I made you walk to school by yourself.
No, don't bring that up for her. I was talking to Lloyd about it. I felt so bad.
I remember I used to sit in the lunch thing. I remember it so well. Like I remember it more than giving birth. I sat in my form room by myself eating my packed lunch and that the group of girls were all here, all talking and like laughing, and I was sat by myself and Sarah would come over and sit with me and Sammy and have my sandwich. And
aren't you friends with those girls?
Yeah, like yeah. It makes me want to cry still to this day that I sat by myself eating like a Marmite sandwich, which was so much butter in that Dad had made. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I used to remember how much
Dad used to put so much butter in those sandwiches. But I just used to sit there eating my sandwich. And then I remember, what was that thing when we were both in the toilet and I started crying?
I was calling Mum because I was being bullied and I wanted to go home and I was crying and you were crying because I was crying. And you're like, Mum, can we get her?
What I'm saying is, let me link that back. That's how it feels when people are making videos about you and everyone's like, oh, I hate you, I hate you. And then I think, yeah, because I'm thinking like, you're like, are you okay? Like, you're my little sister. But then like, it's fine. Like I come around, you're absolutely fine. I'm like, I nearly cried last night. Like, and it makes me angry as well. Cause I'm like, that's my little sister. Like, imagine if you had to read loads of people slagging me off.
Yeah.
Online, it's horrible. Because
some of the stuff's really personal as well. And that's what makes you cry.
And your family's like your heart outside your body. And it's like, oh, that's so sad.
You think like no makeup Brie and Marmite baguettes in France when you think of you, where people being nice.
And like I said, when people are being horrible about Eden.
I never see people being horrible.
Wait, go on. What were you going to say? Cause I felt like I was going to cry.
I've got a lump.
I always think like you don't know her, like you're being, and I think bullying's a really sensitive subject to me because of what I went through. And I think like you're bullying a young woman,
and it's cult,
and that's Eden that like but pays like £400 in a toy shop to make the kids happy. That's Eden who pays for the lunches. That's Eden who like pays for us all to go out for lunch. That's Eden who, if I said I've got a migraine, that's Eden that if like I've got a migraine, I call up and I'm like, can you pick up the kids? She's like, oh yeah, she goes and picks them up. It's Eden that comes to the concerts. Do you know what I mean? So when you're reading when you're reading those comments, you're like, but you don't know Eden. And you don't want to understand it. No. You want to be a bully. And we don't justify bullying, do we? I hate bullies. And I hate people that are horrible to other people because I don't have it in me. I don't know. I can be vile to you two, but I would never sit on the internet and be horrible about anyone.
No.
Ever in my whole entire life would I sit and say something like, oh, look at that girl's nose or something, because I don't think like that. Do you know what I mean?
You couldn't misinterpret a nicer person. Yeah. And I really mean that. And I'm not just saying that because it's her, because if it was me or Freya, I'd kind of get it. But because it's Eden, you just could not misinterpret the Archangel Gabriel.
Yeah, don't get me wrong, some of the stuff she says is
misinterpreted
and inappropriate.
But she'd do anything for anyone.
But like, you... All I think back to is when me and Eden gained 5 stone after I had Asa. And
I'll do it again in a heartbeat.
And like, Eden's such a good person, she gained the pregnancy weight.
I know.
You left me at like 20 stone and you lost the weight. And I was like, oh, I better join
it. Do you know what it was? I wanted to get fit for Callie. Yeah.
You kind of left my own for Callie.
Do you know what? It was the colic at 6 o'clock. I tried, but then I was like,
You just sat in the house and ate curry for 9 months.
Dane drunk about 7,000 Fosters.
Paralytic drunk every night. Me
and walked to get, you want curry?
Curry and poppadoms.
Watching Mr. Tumble.
Yeah.
And then I appeared. Did me and Frank break up?
Yeah. You went through a weird stage. And then there was like a motorcycle. It's how I lived above a butcher's.
Really?
Like, it's just the weirdest.
Motorcycle was Lee's.
Yeah. What's the most raw thing you guys do together? We could literally all have a bath and all, like obviously Wolf's here, but we could do anything.
Frank,
like,
don't be.
Absolutely. Like, I can't think of one thing that I'd feel awkward around you guys.
No, nothing.
Like, do you know what it is? They could be in the room and I could sit down and have pure diarrhea and they'll just be on their phones. Like, they won't be like, oh.
I might be a bit embarrassed if it was like a wet fart. I didn't expect it to be.
The other day we went into a cafe and I was like, oh, Freya, let's all just, it was me, Freya and Sophie, and I was like, let's just all go in because I need a wee as well. And Freya sat down, she's like, I was like, what? And she was like, I needed a poo.
Down, they both like, came in.
She's like, I'm really anxious. I'm pooing. Like, no, do you know what it is? It's quite awkward if Freya poos, isn't it?
Because yeah, but only because she makes you, she doesn't talk to you or look at you. So she just goes on her phone and she tries to hide the plop on a tissue. Like me and Eden are splashbacking.
Yasmin, you poo so much. Does mummy do poo poos?
Mummy stinky poo poo.
So sad.
Hello.
Right. Last thing.
We can do as many of these as you guys want. Yazzie is down here all the time now. So if you guys do want another one, do let us know. Yeah, this is our podcast, my podcast, so we can just do it whenever. So it's
I'd rather watch us three talk than anyone else. Like, Scott was brilliant. Chloe, beautiful. Mm. But like, I think we communicate on such a disgusting, hilarious, unpredictable level.
And it's just natural.
Yeah.
But I want to ask you first, like, last thing, what parent are we most like? I think I'm like Dad.
Bless you.
Sorry, Wolf.
He was shocked for life. I'd say I'm like Mum.
I'm like Mum.
You are Paul Harvey. I think I'm Dad. I'm half Dad and half Mum.
I think I'm half Dad and half Mum.
I'm Mum. Dad. You're Mum. I'm Dad. You're Dad.
I'm the Milkmans.
No, you're like Dad. Yeah.
No, Freya's the Milkmans.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at me and Eden. We have to kind of just wrap this up. So if you have enjoyed this podcast, please like, comment, subscribe on the YouTube. Click the bell to be notified whenever we post. Ping! Make sure you leave us a nice little review. Give us 5 stars on Spotify. I don't know what you can do on Apple Podcasts, but do it. And tune in next Friday at 7 p.m.
Freya, what's your why?
My
Freya.
Let me lick that.
Who makes you proud?
The three questions.
Freya, why do you do what you do?
Three questions.
I think we should get a bit deeper.
Let me lick that.